Our scripture today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come far from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of God for the people of God.
I thank our brother in Christ, Coach Jason Smith, for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Thank you, my friend. Great to have you here. It's a blessing to have all of you here as well. And it's a blessing to be in this season of Epiphany. I did not just sneeze. And I'm going to tell you what it is after we pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. Thank you for filling us, for loving us, for stretching us as well. In all things, we give you the praise. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Epiphany was actually a time of the year, a season in the early church calendar that had precedence even over Christmas, believe it or not. Epiphany, Easter, and Pentecost were the three main celebrations of the early church. Now, isn't that interesting? Because now, if you ask somebody what day Epiphany was on, they might be stretched to give you an answer. Most pastors would be stretched to give you an answer also. And Pentecost is also one of those days that we just kind of fly through on the way to some place else. But Epiphany and those times of the church calendar that maybe are less familiar are what I like to call sticky notes from God. Do you use sticky notes? Anybody here like sticky notes? I personally like the extra strong sticky notes, because they stick to everything. In fact, on this very bulletin, I have three different sticky notes, okay? It reminds me of things that I'm supposed to do and say and offer during worship, and sometimes I actually pay attention to those sticky notes also and remember to do them. Some of you have them all over your desk. There's a program now on a lot of computers where you can have sticky notes on your home screen. Did you know that? Isn't that awesome? I'm a sticky note aficionado. I guess you can pick up on that. And you can go ahead and list things that you want right there in front of you. This is a sticky note from God, Epiphany, because it's a reminder that even after all of the decorations are down, and I mentioned this in first service, that if any of you choose to keep your Christmas tree up all year long, congratulations. Good for you. Excellent. And if I come and see that and visit you at your house and see that, I'm going to give you an extra big hug. Go ahead and keep it up year round, because I think that's a good reminder. Why not? Why shouldn't we keep our Christmas trees up all year long? But if you have taken it down and you're kind of entering into the new year and some people kind of clear out stuff during the new year, Epiphany is a reminder of us, to us, of one of the most important things that we can remember as people of God. That God broke forward into creation, into the world. God burst forward into the world through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That's what Epiphany is about. Kind of an awareness of God's presence and seeing God in a whole different way. I think that most of us, or many, would be able to relate about journeys that we've taken, okay? Physical journeys. Some of you had just gotten back to Gila Mountain United Methodist Church, and we're glad you're back. Thank you for coming back. The journeys that I'm talking about, though, are the ones of the spiritual nature, where we experience loss, where we experience brokenness, where we experience grief, where we experience some sense or form of darkness, and we journey from that place towards the light of Christ. You see, that's the kind of journey that I'm talking about. A journey of renewal, a journey of resurrection, and a journey of healing as well. I mention journey because Epiphany is also a time when we remember those three wise men. Okay? Do you know three wise men in your life? By the way, can you name three wise men? What about three wise guys? We'll make it a lot easier. Don't point at the pastor. Please don't do that. It's true. I'll be part of that group any day. The three wise men take a journey, and it's quite an extensive journey. And it takes all that they have, and they're following this light that is guiding them to the light that will never be extinguished. They're traveling to experience this miracle of God in human form. This reminder that God keeps His promises. In the Old Testament, throughout the entire Bible, continues to remind us that God comes. In the New Testament, we experience Him in Jesus. Isaiah, the prophet that we heard this morning, is one of those that also reminded people, a sticky note, a reminder, and reminded people that on their journey back to wholeness and back to their homeland, God has not forgotten them. Isaiah was preaching and writing in a time in which the people were in exile. They were not home. And they were under the thumb of a foreign ruler. And they were searching for God. And they might have even been considered kind of in disarray. And yet it was prophets like Isaiah that was reminding them that God had not forgotten them. And these words of hope remind them that one day God is going to bring them home. One day God is going to bring His people home, and those people are going to be an example for the world and are going to point towards God in their living. It's easy to understand how this speaks to us as Christians, isn't it? How it's a reminder that God has not forgotten us. How it is a reminder that God is on the journey. We are also called to be open to God in our journey as well. No matter what we've experienced, we can lay everything before God. No matter where we are in life right now, we can lay it before God. No matter what we think we need to hide, we don't have to hide anything before God, because God already knows. God already loves us. God is already strengthening us for the journey ahead. So the question is this morning, how are you experiencing the light of the world in your life? Remember, the Sunday is a reminder that the light of the world has come into the world. And we are called to be bearers of that light. The light of the world, our light, shared with others. How are you experiencing the light of the world, and how are you sharing it in what you do and in what you say as well? If you feel as though that light needs to kind of be rekindled, if you're feeling today like you'd like to start out 2013 in a way that's even more focused on God, or a way that's putting God first. Today is a wonderful day to be in worship because we gather around the table of sacraments, the table of communion. And in this table, we have elements that remind us of the light of the world come for us. Elements that remind us also that we are not simply to receive that light as the people of God. We are to reflect that light and to shine that light. Now, I'm not just talking about this kind of reflection. I put on an extra coat of turtle wax this morning just for that. But I'm talking about the subtle things that we do as well. And it can be something that seems so inconsequential that you forget about it. But it speaks to that light in your life. It speaks to the fact that you're following that light and that you want to share that light of Jesus Christ in what you do and say. Remember, it doesn't have to be a big thing. Anything that we do that reminds another of God's love is building His kingdom and shining that light. So this morning, I'd ask the communion stewards to come forward. Those who are going to be serving, choir, there'll be those and those others that come forward. Just stand right down here as we bless these elements. And this morning, if you're sensing, boy, I'd really like to be that reflector of light, that channel of grace, that reminder of God's love. Remember, it's not about you, but it's about how God works through you. Come to this table and taste of God's goodness once again. Be filled by these elements of communion and have them rekindle that light of Christ in you as well. Jesus gathered with His friends and those who were seeking to learn and follow, did something extraordinary. Certainly they were having a meal. We all have meals. But this was something that was profound because Jesus said these words, "This is My body. It's broken for you. And when you receive this body, you receive Me, but you also become part of the body. So therefore, My presence can be through you in the world." This is the body of Christ broken for the people of God. And you are the people of God. Thanks be to God. Then after the supper, He also poured out the wine, which was not that out of the ordinary or out of practice. But what He said afterwards was remarkable. We remember it to this very day. It was so incredible. We remember it this very morning. He said, "This is not just something to quench your thirst. This is something that will quench the thirsting for God in your heart. This is My blood shed for you. It reminds you that you are forgiven. It reminds you that you are loved. It reminds you also that God's grace is washing over you and filling you, literally filling you as you taste of this. This is the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sins and for the people of God." And who are the people of God? Amen. After the communion stewards receive the elements of grace, you'll be directed forward by the ushers. I wanted to share with you that this is an open table. That means all are welcome to receive these elements of grace.